A reading from the Holy Gospel according to Matthew. Jesus said to his disciples, "In praying, do not babble like the pagans, who think that they will be heard because of their many words. Do not be like them. Your Father knows what you need before you ask him. This is how you are to pray. Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done, on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. If you forgive men their transgressions, your heavenly Father will forgive you. But if you do not forgive men, neither will your Father forgive your transgressions." The Gospel of the Lord. So I got a text late last night from my sister saying Father Farrell wouldn't be here. So I'm covering, but he realized it was the only chance for him to get to Mass today. So a rather quick thought this morning. A number of years ago, and some of you I've shared at least part of this story with, I was on my diaconate ordination preparation retreat. And I was reading the first letter of St. John, in which we find, "In this is love, not that we have loved God, but that he has loved us." And I was meditating on that. And all of a sudden, I was literally startled because I heard a voice within me. And the voice said, "Do you believe that I love you?" And it was interesting, and I don't know how to explain this. Perhaps you've had similar experiences where I knew the moment I heard the words that the voice was the voice of God the Father. And perhaps the simplest way to say that is because I knew it was not God the Son, and I knew it was not God the Holy Spirit. And as soon as I heard that question, "Do you believe that I love you?" I knew the response in my heart, because the answer was no. The voice came back a second time, and God the Father said, "Jeremy, do you know how much I love you?" I could have gone to counseling for years and maybe been set free of whatever was blocking me from that relationship with God and receiving his love openly and believing that he loved me. I was not only set free instantaneously, but to the present time right now standing before you, it is impossible for me to doubt that God the Father loves me. You could not ever convince me otherwise. In the first reading we hear, the prophet Isaiah say, God's word, every word that he speaks, it's like the rain, the snow that comes down from heaven, it's going to bear fruit. The water that comes down from heaven is going to have its effect in creation. You cannot prevent it. And God the Father reveals to us, the Holy Spirit tells us through the prophet Isaiah, such is God's word. When he speaks his word, it's going to have its effect. It will achieve the reason for which it was sent. Now, I've only had very few experiences in my life where I literally heard a heavenly voice, but every single one of them has been utterly transformative. My brothers and sisters, how important it is that we make time to hear the word of God. That we allow those opportunities where God can speak to us. And yet, you know, we sometimes go years and we're like, Lord, when are you going to say something? You know, where are you? His words are planned for the perfect time in accord with his will. And he speaks to us, of course, in many, many ways. But there are times where he comes through so powerfully because he wants a lasting effect. We ask our Lord Jesus Christ as we receive him today, he who is the word of God, for an ever deeper love also for the words that we know God has spoken in sacred scripture. The power of praying with the scriptures, because those are God's eternal word that we can go to over and over again.